I'm very happy to be here with all of you. It's wonderful to be back in Pensacola.
That was John McCain on the presidential campaign trail with Mitt Romney in 2012, doing as he often did, connecting with the local audience by fondly recalling and making light of his time here as a young military officer.
When I was a young Navy pilot, I did my best to help the economy here, Mayor. My entire paycheck was always donated to cultural institutions here.
It was after graduation from the U.S. Naval Academy that McCain went through pilot training and received his Wings of Gold at NAS Pensacola. Also, two of McCain's sons received their pilot training in the area. But Hill Goodspeed, historian for the National Naval Aviation Museum, where some of McCain's military memorabilia is on display, says his family legacy began in the 1930s with his grandfather, John S. McCain, Sr.
Came down to Pensacola at a relatively advanced age compared to the normal flight students who were in their 20s. To learn how to fly so they could qualify to command. They saw it as a great opportunity to expand their careers.
Goodspeed says that flight training launched the senior McCain's decorated career. He rose to the rank of four-star admiral and was commander of Carrier Task Force 38 during World War II.
And literally, his grandfather saw the war right to the very end. He was in the famous photographs on board the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay. He is standing on the deck of that battleship as the surrender is signed, and he died a short time after that.
During his own military career, Senator McCain served aboard two ships that have ties to Pensacola, including USS Forrestal, which was briefly homeported here.
In July 1967, the Forrestal suffered a catastrophic fire that killed nearly 140 crewmen, and McCain's aircraft was surrounded by smoke and flames, and he actually jumped from the cockpit to the flight deck and made his way to safety.
Just a few months later, McCain would become forever linked to the mighty O, USS Oriskany, which now serves as an artificial reef in the Gulf of Mexico, south of Pensacola.
USS Oriskany, he was part of a squadron called VA-163. Their nickname was the Saints. He flew from Oriskany, and that was the mission he was shot down October 26, 1967.
Captured by the North Vietnamese, McCain became a prisoner of war, and there would develop a lasting bond with Medal of Honor recipient George Budd Day, who was posthumously promoted to the rank of Brigadier General earlier this year.
As many of you probably know, John McCain and I lived in POW camp together. I learned an awful lot about him. A man of great courage, a man of a lot of endurance.
Day, who made his home in nearby Shalimar, campaigned for McCain during his runs for president, here stumping for his friend during a Pensacola rally in 2008.
When the Vietnamese offered him an early release, John said, "No way. He will go home in his order of shoot down and never a day before."
McCain also came through for Day, supporting his effort to restore health care to all military retirees who entered service prior to June of 1956. McCain spoke of their special bond at Day's funeral at the Emerald Coast Convention Center in 2013.
I had the honor of being Bud's friend for almost five decades of his 88 years. We met in 1967 when the Vietnamese left me to die in the prison cell Bud shared with Major Norris Overly. But Bud and Norris wouldn't let me die. They bathed me, fed me, nursed me, encouraged me, and ordered me back to life.
As McCain's military career was winding down in the late 1970s, he was assigned to the Office of Legislative Affairs in Washington, D.C.
John McCain started working. A young Captain John McCain came to work for my husband, a more senior captain than John, in OLA. My husband was in charge of it at the time.
Nancy Fetterman, speaking of McCain and her late husband, Vice Admiral Jack Fetterman, who became close friends. One of McCain's sons stayed with them briefly during his flight training at Whiting Field. They hosted parties for McCain during his presidential runs, and she was asked to introduce him during one of his rallies at then Pensacola State College.
Before he got off the bus, his wife helped him comb his hair. You know, he could not lift his arm. That was poignant for me because I so well remember when he left Vietnam. He was probably one of the worst ones coming off the plane as far as health issues.
In his later years, Admiral Fetterman campaigned to establish a maritime museum that was to bear his name on the Pensacola waterfront. After he died in 2006, his wife Nancy took over. She recalls traveling to Washington, D.C. to ask Senator McCain in person to be an honorary co-chair of the museum's fundraising committee.
And I was getting frustrated, and so I thought, well, I'll come back tomorrow. So I started walking down this long hall, and I saw him coming toward me. He said, "Nancy, what the hell are you doing here?" And I said, "I'm here to ask a favor of you." And he gave me a big smile, and he said, "Yes."
Fetterman says his smile, his charm, and wit are among the things she'll remember most about John McCain. When asked about the irony of McCain asking former presidential opponents George W. Bush and Barack Obama to deliver eulogies at his funeral, she was not surprised.
You know, that sounds like something he would do. He was not a divider. He was a kind, good man who was able to walk across the aisle and do things for the good of our country.
Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.